This is Earth and Sky. Some people alive today can recall the almost mythic salmon runs of the Pacific Northwest, where vast numbers of fish swam upriver to spawn. Over the last few decades, salmon have suffered great declines.
Today, several types of salmon and related species are listed as threatened or endangered. There are many reasons for their decline. They include the introduction of alien species, the conversion of native land to agriculture, and overfishing. Researchers are learning more about what environmental changes affect the health of salmon. Dams, for instance, can block salmon migration routes to and from the ocean. There are some existing proposals to remove dams from the lower Snake River in eastern Washington, or to modify fish passageways through some dams.
Fire management in the Pacific Northwest can also affect salmon. To reduce the risk of catastrophic fires, there have been programs to remove the dense undergrowth in forests. But thinning this woody fuel can cause erosion, which sends sediments into streams. And with less shade, the temperature of the water may rise. So there seems to be a trade-off between reducing fire risk and protecting salmon. For these and other reasons, experts say that restoring salmon populations will be an extremely difficult task.
Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.